What's good? What's good? It's your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. I want to thank you for tuning in. Before I get started, I want y'all to check out the new shirts we got. We got the new little apparel t-shirts for all you dog lovers out there. Of course, I got a dog, and she's in another room. And then we got the other one right here. We got new little apparel, of course, as you see, these are both the pit bulls, and the pit bull culture definitely has a lot going on. Let me put these shirts up though, real quick. We're gonna react to some Joe Rogan, a short from Joe Rogan. And a little short 14-minute video with Joe Rogan and Dave Smith. Before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team are never been link up. They wanna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses. When there's things to think about, like I'm nice with the bars when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll tickle your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check them out. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, a mixture of agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Dizzle is also located in stores throughout California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and just picked up at Arkansas, Little Rock. Here we come. I'm going to react to a quick short with Joe Rogan.
They're out of their fucking mind. That's what I'm worried about. These poor fucks that are stuck in the fog of woke.
I walk into a coffee shop. I walk in and I ask the barista for an oat milk cappuccino, which is my favorite beverage. And my wife, I ask if she can have a cafe au lait with oat milk. And I say it just like that. I'll have a oat milk cappuccino, please. And my wife would like a cafe au lait. And my wife is really shy. She oftentimes like, hey, will you order for me? So I wasn't man answering for her. And the lady corrected me calling her my wife and said, you mean partner? And no, this is my wife. This is my wife. Oh. And she would like a cafe au lait, please. Just bonkers.
Imagine how crazy you have to be to talk to a grown man and tell him to not call your wife, that there is a correct way to announce her.
Okay, what's crazy about this is for hundreds of thousands of years, probably, people have been calling it husband and wife, but now y'all want to bring in this gender's a social construct, lie and bullshit, and you can't say husband and wife no more. You have to say partner, because we got to make everybody feel good about themselves. We have to lie so people can feel good. You know, we can't tell the truth, because if we tell the truth, people will cry and get upset. You know, that I just posted on Facebook today, like, the left has this idea that you're supposed to care about feelings over actual facts. And they hate anybody who cares about facts over feelings. Well, y'all gonna have to hate me forever, because your feelings are not the facts. Everybody's got emotions and feelings. That's not facts. You know, I always thought I cussed too much on my podcast, but he says fucks a lot. And that's the thing. That's how I know my podcast is not too much cussing, because I don't cuss more than Joe Rogan. Probably just as much. All right, let's get to this other one.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Dude, this thing with Russia is just like the craziest thing in the world. Like, the idea that we're actually flirting with a nuclear conflict with Russia is the most important priority in the history of humanity. Is that a...
Yeah, but they want to prioritize still calling COVID a pandemic. They want to prioritize taking away guns in America, fighting over abortion. See what else? Gender. They want to argue and fight over gender being a social construct. Yeah, I think their priorities are messed up.
America and Russia do not go to war. There's nothing more important than that. That's it. We'll destroy the human species if we do this. And yet there's this war right on Russia's border, and there's no effort to negotiate going on. There's like no effort. In fact, from very solid reporting, that actually America, through Boris Johnson, in told Ukraine not to negotiate with Russia at the very beginning of the war.
They had a deal worked out.
There's been reported in multiple sources that they had a deal worked.
Why did America tell them that? Because they want them to join NATO. See, this is the hypocritical stance that America as a whole is taking. Because I remember, well, I wasn't old enough to remember, but just historically remember that the Cold War, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, America was going batshit crazy when communists were going to be in our backyard. But it's okay that we put a democracy in the backyard of a communist. Like, they're not going to feel the same way that we felt, you know, but... Let's keep moving.
And the deal was basically that Vladimir Putin would pull back. He would pull back his troops and leave Ukraine under the condition that the very simple conditions that Ukraine guaranteed autonomy for the Donbass region and agreed to never join NATO. And like, that was a deal. Like, okay, I'm not saying everyone thinks that's the perfect deal, but it's better than what we got right now.
It's better than nuclear war.
And right now, just the other day, dude, the official narrative on this whole war, it's just like it makes no sense. And again, like I said, remember, the same people who are pushing this are the ones who are telling you Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and stuff. But the official narrative, Joe, is basically that, Vladimir Putin is a madman, a crazy war criminal who's hell-bent on reforming the Soviet Union. And this is a real threat that he could do this. But also he's getting humiliated in this war in Ukraine. It's like he's losing to the poorest country in Europe, and he's just getting humiliated and beat back. But he's still a real threat to take over all of Europe. And he's a complete madman, by the way, Joe. But when he says he's going to use nuclear weapons, don't listen to that. He'd never actually do that, even though he's a complete madman. And as everyone says, this war, the word they use over and over and over again, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, all of them, unprovoked. Vladimir Putin led an unprovoked war in Ukraine. But then, it's just like with Osama bin Laden.
See, that's the hypocrisy, because you did provoke him by trying to move democracy in his backyard. See, this is the double standard, especially of Democrats. You can't sit there and get mad when a communist wants to move next door to you and go batshit crazy. But when you try to move next door to a communist and he gets upset, oh, it's fine, it's okay, because, you know, democracy. Oh, man. Let's go.
What they did with him then. Don't listen to him. Whatever you do, don't listen to what he's actually saying, because none of that's his motivations. Like, what his motivations are, what we tell you. Osama bin Laden hates us because we're free. And then, like, Ron Paul would just go like, yeah, but that's not what he's saying at all. Like, Osama bin Laden was so clear about why he hated America. And he's like, look, I hate you because you murder innocent civilians in the Muslim world. You prop up brutal dictators in the Muslim world. You prop up Israel, who mistreats the Palestinian people. And you have your bases in our Holy Land in the Arabian Peninsula. And then they're like, nah, he hates us because we're free. Like, he didn't mention anything about freedom there. And then if you say that, they're like, well, are you defending Osama bin Laden? And you're like, no, I'm just saying, listen to your enemies. There's a reason why he hates us. And if you listen to Vladimir Putin and what he's saying, I mean, look, he's wrong for invading Ukraine. And I mean, you know me, Joe. I'm the most anti-war fucking person there is. And there's no excuse for that. And like tens of thousands of people have died. It's horrible. And a lot of them are soldiers, but a lot of them are civilians. And but to say he was unprovoked is like insane. It's just only people who know nothing about the history of this conflict would say there was no provocation.
Did you see the conversation that Roger Waters had with that CNN guy?
Yeah, and right, because Roger Waters was awesome on that. Because he knows what he's talking about, dude. And he's right about all of that shit. He's look, the promise, and this is what he was saying, and he's absolutely right, is that the promise when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, and this was like verbally promised and put in writing, was that NATO would not expand one inch to the east. And NATO at that point, the line then was through Germany, right? Like the western half of Germany was in the west and the eastern half was with the Soviet Union. And they were like, we'll let all of these nations, you know, secede and the Soviet Union will collapse and we're giving up on communism. It was one of the greatest things that ever happened. And the deal was, okay, you do that, then we won't move NATO. We won't move our military alliance into your area that used to be your realm of influence. And every single president since then has moved NATO east to the point that NATO is now on Russia's border. And in Ukraine, even though they didn't officially join NATO, there was always talk of it. Kamala Harris, right before the start of the war, said we're looking to put Ukraine into NATO. And they put under George W. Bush, they put in Poland these dual use rocket launchers. There's a big complaint that Vladimir Putin has that he's like these can be used to get nukes here in a matter of minutes. Like this is a threat to us that we cannot tolerate. And then in 2014, there was a coup in Ukraine that was completely led by the West. I don't know if you've ever heard, but like I think I sent you actually once the tape of Gideon Rose, who was the editor for Foreign Affairs magazine on the old Stephen Colbert Report show back when Colbert was hilarious. And he was just openly bragging about what the game is here. And then he was like, well, Ukraine is kind of like the Robin to Russia's Batman. And so our job is to steal Robin away from Batman and make him come over here and join us. And aha, Vladimir Putin's so stupid that he won't do anything. And then Colbert's in his old character. So he's like, well, shouldn't Obama be spiking the football and saying, yeah, in your face, Putin? And Gideon Rose is like, well, no, because then Putin might invade Ukraine. So we wouldn't want to spike the ball, but there's these...
Let's
oh, yeah,
play
here
let's
it is.
Play it. Let's play it. Go from the beginning.
Yeah,
please.
Play it from the beginning.
There's the magazine, Foreign Affairs. Now, Gideon, help me out here. We've got a battle. The Ukraine, some of them want to go into the EU, the European Union.
Right.
And some of them want to stay with Russia. If the Ukraine's not in Europe right now, what continent is it on?
Well, it's part of Eurasia, but it's part of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet bloc.
Uh-huh.
It's basically Robin to Russia's Batman. And the challenge here is to try to attract it to the West, to get it to flip sides.
So the rebels in the streets, what are they fighting for?
They're fighting for a better future. Countries have a development...
That sounds like a political speech. Like,
no, but it's actually true. Really... Countries have to develop over time. And Ukraine, basically, after the end of the Soviet Union, faced two tracks. It could stay a sort of stagnant, corrupt, authoritarian country tied to Russia, or it could essentially join the West. It could modernize, liberalize, become a democracy. At the last minute, when it looked like it was going to trade up from its sort of abusive relationship with its boyfriend from the hood to a nice yuppie.
You're not loading these choices
no,
in any way
it's
whatsoever.
It's actually true. When it looked like it was going to trade up to a better environment, at the last minute, Putin offered a bribe.
How much?
$15 billion.
That's a lot of cash.
It's
man.
A lot of cash. And the president, who himself was tied to the old elites and the eastern part of the country with ties to Russia, decided to back off the change and go
join
Russia.
Do you know how many pirate-themed restaurants you can buy with $15 billion?
The problem was the western parts of the country and the younger parts of the country and the more modern liberal parts of the country basically knew that they had no future being Russia's vassal. So they took to the streets.
Is America taking sides in this in any way? If these people, the rebels are winning right now, right?
Yes, just recently.
Why isn't Obama spiking the ball in the end zone and calling Putin and saying, hey, you might have won the medal? medal count, but we won the country count, biatch.
It's actually a very good question, and the answer is that we don't want Russia to intervene and kick over the table like a game of Risk and take Ukraine back. And so
would they do that? Could he send in troops?
Yes, he could. So we are choosing...
Does Ukraine have any troops of their own? Would they fight back?
Yes, but we don't want this to escalate, and we don't want Russia to crack down. So we want to basically distract Russia. Oh, look, you have the highest medal count. Oh, you did really well.
Did Colbert really ask, could he send in troops? Of course he could send in troops, you freaking idiot.
And you know, focus on the Olympics.
Here's a shiny object. We'll just take an entire country away from you.
Holy shit.
Now,
isn't that funny?
There's a power vacuum right now.
There's a power vacuum. The opposition is all together, which everybody, it's easy to agree on getting rid of the bad old regime and much harder to create a stable country in which everybody compromises and moves forward.
Well, so, they need a strong leader to move the country forward. Do you know who's always good at a moment like that? Vladimir Putin. Do you think he might volunteer to come in and help Ukraine?
The reason we don't want Putin to get involved in this, and so we are basically, we want to try and involve him in this decision so that he allows Ukraine to go. We actually want to not, we want to say, we want a non-exclusive relationship with Ukraine. You can have a relationship with it too.
You're the only one making this into a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
Ukraine is basically choosing its future between two completely different courses of action, and we're trying to blur that choice so the old boyfriend doesn't get too upset when
Jesus
it makes the right choice.
Christ.
So it's just all these George Soros-funded NGOs were funding the militias on the ground who were overthrowing the government, and then there's a tape of Victoria Nuland, who was at the State Department at the time, one of the top people at the State Department, and she was basically talking about...
Well, I basically heard enough. I totally agree with him, man. I mean, I always felt like it was a hypocritical stance from America to take on this Russian-Ukraine war when it's the same thing we were upset about with the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's the same exact thing, just the tables have turned and... You know, now we're being hypocrites and double standard and whatnot. And I would argue that if Trump was in office, that his relationship with Putin, he would try to negotiate and talk this down. And this could have totally been avoided. So now if Ukraine loses this war, they're still probably going to have to, they're going to still have to join Russia. In the long run, you know, so yeah, Ukraine probably should have just said, nah, we're not going to join NATO. They're pretty much cousins and brothers to Russians. They're no different than Russians, really. Ukraine isn't like this non-corrupt country. If I'm not mistaken, there's a lot of human trafficking going on through Ukraine. Okay, so... Yeah, I don't know how long this is going to drag out, but the narrative around this is definitely, definitely false narrative. Let's leave a word from another one of our sponsors. There we go.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. You need marketing promotions, go to promopalace.biz, your one-stop shop. Also, we got the t-shirts on there as well, new little apparel for all you dog lovers out there. And we got the cat t-shirts coming as well for all you cat lovers out there too, because new litter, cats have litters as well as dogs. So, we don't discriminate here on the Paul Pickett podcast, you know, one bit. So cats will be included in the new litter apparel. Definitely go to the site, check us out, and buy a t-shirt. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.